Welcome to the third edition of Fido's Footy Updates with me, Jason Longshore. Make sure you're checking out World Cup action at either one of the Metro Atlanta Fido locations in Buckhead or in Midtown. It is the number one spot for the World Cup in Atlanta, home to the best soccer fans in Atlanta. Great World Cup menu, lots of food and drink specials, and Fido will be open for every World Cup match. Started early this morning. They were open very early, 6 o'clock for France and Australia. 2-1 winners for the French. Struggled a bit, though. You know, the French are one of the favorites, I think. Maybe one of the outside favorites for the tournament. But it took a Paul Pogba 80th minute deflected winner to see off the Australians. Not very convincing for France. And we'll see what happens next with them. We'll talk about what's next in their group in just a bit. The next match of the day was Argentina-Iceland, 1-1. Surprising result if you haven't been paying attention to what Iceland brings to the table. They defend very well, defended with 10 men often, and were able to answer back to an Argentina goal in the first half. It was 1-1 at halftime, and Argentina bunkered down, or Iceland bunkered down and held off Argentina in the second half. Lionel Messi missed a penalty, put a free kick into the wall late, and Argentina just flat out wasn't good enough. Dominated possession, unable to break through a packed defense for Iceland. And also, Argentina looked a little vulnerable defensively. In the first half, the game was fairly open, and Iceland had chances, even more than just the one goal that they did get. They had some chances. They held on to the point, and they'll take that and be very happy going forward. We'll talk about what's next for Group D at the end of the recap. It's some interesting matches coming up later this week. Next match of the day at noon, Denmark, 1-0 winners over Peru. And for me, this was right there with Portugal and Spain as the match of the tournament so far. All out attack from Peru. Great counter from Denmark, though, in the 59th minute. Poulsen with the game winner after a missed penalty from Christian Cueva, who I thought was the man of the match for Peru. Really, you know, almost sad that Peru was unable to find a winner here. I loved their commitment to the attack. They threw everything forward in their first World Cup match since 1982, and they were incredibly impressive. They were, in my opinion, the better team on the day, just unable to find a breakthrough, and we'll see how they bounce back. It gets really interesting for Peru in their next match later this week. They play France. They have to feel pretty good about the way they played, and looking at a French team that is vulnerable, in my opinion, Peru should look at that as an opportunity to pull some points. Denmark, sitting even with France at the top of the group, they play Australia, and that's a winnable match for Denmark. They should be able to book their passage to the next round with 3 points in that one. Australia just doesn't have the team speed, I think, to compete at this level, and it showed against France. I think it will show against Denmark as well. The finale for the day, Croatia, 2-0 winners over Nigeria. Pretty comfortable win for Croatia. They topped the group after the 1-1 draw between Argentina and Iceland. Next up in Group D, Croatia plays Argentina. Croatia could clinch their spot in the next round. Argentina has to feel a little desperate going up against the team on top of the group. Nigeria plays Iceland, and a winner there would have to feel pretty good about their chances going forward as well. I think Iceland will open up a little bit more against Nigeria and look to hit them on the counter and not just defend in sheer numbers and actually look a little bit more like they did in the first half against Argentina. I feel like Iceland can actually win that match. And Nigeria, young team, a little inconsistent. We'll see how they bounce back after the disappointing loss. They have the talent, but do they have, you know, someone who can step up as a leader, and do they have that, just that experience to get through this and bounce back after a 2-0 loss? Let's look ahead at the schedule for Sunday. Starts at 8 a.m., Costa Rica and Serbia. Costa Rica were the darlings of the 2014 World Cup, led by goalkeeper Keylor Navas of Real Madrid. Veteran team, returning a lot of players from that 2014 run. I'm a big fan of Marco Arreño, plays for LAFC and MLS. He creates so much through his movement off the ball. Tireless worker, doesn't score a ton out of your forward position, but he creates opportunities for others, and he's going to be key for Costa Rica. Serbia, great size. They'll be good on set pieces and corners. Very solid midfield, very technical. But 1v1 defending is not their strong suit, and Costa Rica has some players who can take advantage of that. I think this one's a toss-up, to be honest. And if Costa Rica can get the tournament off to a good start, watch out for them to repeat a run like they had in 2014. 11 a.m., probably the game of the day, Germany and Mexico. Germany are your defending champs, but there's some questions about the defending champs. They're 0-3-1 against top 10 teams in 2018, and goalkeeper Manuel Neuer is coming off an injury, so there's questions about his form. Questions about Mexico, too, coming in, though. They've had poor form coming into this tournament. Goals have kind of dried up for Chicharito and the rest of the squad, but I like some of the midfielders this Mexican team can throw out. Chucky Lozano, Tecatito, Corona, Herrera. This is a quality Mexican team, but can they find some form that has really eluded them so far in 2018? We'll see at 11 a.m. The finale tomorrow, 2 p.m., Brazil and Switzerland. Brazil is scoring goals like crazy at the moment. 47 goals for 5 against under Tite, the manager. They are looking to avenge the 7-1 semifinal loss at home in 2014, and they have set the title as their goal for this tournament. We'll see if they can get there. They have a lot of ghosts to fight off. Brazil, outside of the 1958 World Cup in Sweden, has struggled in World Cups in Europe, and we'll see what they can do here. Switzerland is a balanced team. They can play direct, which can hurt Brazil as they commit numbers forward. But who is going to step up as the key goal scorer for Switzerland? Don't write off the Swiss. If they can frustrate Brazil, I think they can steal something here. Brazil has the quality, but can Switzerland hang around and make this interesting is my question. Don't forget, Fadeau's Irish Pub is your best location in Metro Atlanta to watch the 2018 World Cup. Home of the best fans in the Atlanta area. Two locations, Buckhead and Midtown. You can also win free food and free drink with the Predictor contest over at predictor.fadeauirishpub.com. This is Jason Longshore signing off for your third edition of the Fadeau's Footy Update. We'll be back tomorrow to wrap up those matches and look ahead as the tournament starts to gather some momentum as we go forward. Thanks for listening.